In the shadow of northern Japan's snow-capped mountains, Kazuhiro Watanabe's strawberry farm is hitting peak harvest. But the succulent crop has proved difficult to sell in recent seasons, for Watanabe's greenhouses are in Fukushima, albeit a long way from the region's crippled nuclear power plant.
I was in the middle of the strawberry growing season when the earthquake struck. After that, I lost half of my customers.
Watanabe says business is slowly improving.
According to the latest surveys, sales of produce from Fukushima are now around 70% to 80% of the sales volumes of produce from other parts of Japan. So gradually, people's minds are changing.
At the Fukushima Agricultural Technology Center, all local produce from the region is tested for radiation. Authorities say Japanese safety standards are 10 times stricter for levels of radioactive cesium than in the United States and Europe. The center's manager emphasizes the international oversight of their activities.
We've cooperated with international organizations, including the International Atomic Energy Agency, in order to research the rate of absorption of radioactive materials by rice and other agricultural products.
Next stop is a factory producing over 3,000 school lunch meals every day. In this building on the outskirts of Fukushima City, they are performing one of the most emotive tasks surrounding food safety, testing school lunches for radiation. Samples are put in a blender before undergoing radioactive isotope testing. Authorities say the process aims to be completely transparent.
We provide the test results on the Fukushima City website. We also send out information to every parent about the ingredients in the lunches.
Fukushima is fighting hard to get back on its feet, and the region is using the arrival of thousands of foreign delegates to showcase its efforts. Local government official Mayumi Suzuki organized the tour.
The image of Fukushima is not really good in the world, but this is my dream that I want to tell all the people what's really happening in Fukushima, and that's why I'm organizing such a tour.
Independent monitoring from environmental groups has revealed hotspots of radiation in some areas of Fukushima, but no evidence of radiation in food reaching the market. In a region once famous in Japan for its produce, farmers and fishermen are desperately trying to reclaim the Fukushima name, still synonymous with the nuclear accident. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Fukushima, Japan.